last night on American Idol, and during the finale, the three original judges show up to present Ryan Seacrest with a giant neon American Idol sign. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, it's Rusty Humphries, host of Trending Today USA, where we feature the biggest and the best and the brightest trending stories in the world. One of the places I go first every single day is WesternJournalism.com. Chris Agee's here. He's the managing editor of WesternJournalism.com. What makes WesternJournalism.com so special?
Well, Rusty, I think it is very special. We bring you the news as it actually happens. We're one of the places that you can come for the facts, and they're backed up by what's actually happening out there.
You know, a lot of websites, they deal in rumor and innuendo. You guys are really dealing in journalism, is that right?
Oh, absolutely. And there's no question that we're going to bring you pro-American news. I mean, we're going to bring you stuff that makes you proud of the freedoms that we have. And we back up the Constitution every step of the way, but that doesn't influence our reporting. Our reporting is the truth, is 100% accurate.
Make sure you check it out. One of the best websites in the world, WesternJournalism.com. That's WesternJournalism.com.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell defends his plan to ignore President Obama's latest Supreme Court nomination. He says Obama's high court picks have fit a pattern.
The records of every one of these Supreme Court justices have been anything but moderate or centrist. They have been resolutely left-wing.
The president nominating Merrick Garland to replace the late Justice Antonin Scalia on the Supreme Court. Garland is a veteran federal judge. An investigation shows supervisors at Veterans Affairs medical facilities in at least seven states told employees to falsify reports on how long patients waited for appointments. USA Today says nearly 500,000 veterans were waiting more than 30 days for appointments as of last month. The president defending drone strikes in the campaign against terrorism. He told students at the University of Chicago Law School that there are fewer deaths than in conventional warfare. Obama calling the drone strikes necessary because terrorists are intent on killing Americans. I'm John DeMaster for USA Radio News, powered by USARadio.com.
I'm Sean Hayer, the site director at ConservativeTribune.com. Conservative Tribune is one of the most visited news sites in the world, and the reason is simple. ConservativeTribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news every day. We are unapologetically pro-America, unabashedly conservative. At ConservativeTribune.com, we don't make apologies for who we are or what we say. If you're looking for more than boring stories and simple thought, visit ConservativeTribune.com. That's ConservativeTribune.com.
A convicted murderer is dead after trying to escape from a high-security Arkansas prison. USA Radio's Anthony Lucero has that story for us.
Authorities say Christopher Wilson was shot and killed by two guards during an escape attempt on Thursday at a central Arkansas Supermax prison. A Department of Corrections spokesman said Wilson was given a warning before being shot by the guards. Wilson was serving two life sentences for killing a woman and her 8-month-old baby. I'm Anthony Lucero.
Trent Harmon is the last American Idol. Even though LaPorsha was a consistent frontrunner throughout season 15, he took home the title, making sure to thank LaPorsha for helping him through the competition.
I worked so hard. I worked so hard. And I know that I have a God-given ability, but I didn't want to take it for granted. I wanted to work so, so hard, and she pushed me to do it.
Last night was an emotional night. It was full of performances from past and present contestants and judges, where every winner from the last 14 seasons graced the stage throughout the night. The three original judges also showing up to present Ryan Seacrest with a giant neon American Idol sign as a gift for sticking it out through all 15 seasons. In Jerusalem, Christian groups working together to save the shrine that houses the tomb where we believe that Jesus Christ was resurrected. With it on the verge of collapse, the groups agreeing late last month on a $3.4 million renovation project and scaffolding now going up inside the tomb. This is USA Radio News. I'm John DeMaster.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
The weather forecast for the Huntington County area begins today with isolated showers before noon. Mostly cloudy skies, a high near 50, and breezy with a west wind between 18 and 21 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 20%. Tonight, mostly cloudy skies with a low around 31 and westerly winds between 5 and 8 miles per hour, becoming calmer in the evening. Saturday, rain and snow, high near 39, north winds between 10 and 16 miles per hour, and the chance of precipitation is 80%. New snow accumulation of around an inch is possible. Saturday evening, snow is likely again, mainly before 8 p.m., cloudy, then gradually becoming partly cloudy with a low around 24. Blusterly winds with a northwesterly wind between 17 and 22 miles per hour and gusts as high as 38 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 60%. New snow accumulation of less than half an inch is possible. Sunday, mostly sunny skies and a high near 46 degrees. Westerly winds between 9 and 13 miles per hour. Sunday night, a slight chance of rain before 11 p.m., then a chance of rain and snow. Mostly cloudy with a low around 34. The chance of precipitation is 40%. New precipitation amounts of less than a tenth of an inch are possible. Monday, a chance of rain and snow before 8 a.m., then a chance of rain, mostly cloudy skies for the start of the work week with a high near 59, and the chance of precipitation is 40%.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Good morning. You're listening to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helpline's radio show. Friday mornings from 10 to 11 here on the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce Internet Radio Station. I'm Susan Lax, Executive Director of Hunterdon Helpline and your host of the show. And I've got lots to talk about today. So, what can I say? Hunterdon Helpline, 47 years old this year, and keeps on trucking, keeps on helping everyone in our area. I'll be right back after this message, and I will talk to you more about what we do and how we do it.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com. Mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
And you're back with Hands Across Hunterdon. Again, I'm Susan Lax, Executive Director of Hunterdon Helpline. We've got a lot of great stuff to talk about today, including one of our fabulous fundraisers. It's a series of dinners that we call the Town Crawl. We offer cuisine, culture, and camaraderie. We decided 2 years ago that we were not going to have that typical annual dinner. All of our colleagues have them, and we love to attend. And we thought, well, let's do something a little bit different and mix it up, because the people who support the nonprofit work here in Hunterdon County are fabulous, and they try to get to all of these fundraisers. So we said, let's offer them something a little bit different. And what we offer are the town crawls. It's based upon a progressive dinner. And we have our first one coming up on May 17th, which is a Tuesday at 5:30. We are honoring the town of Lambertville. We're going to go from one venue to the next for appetizers, dinner, and dessert. And at the same time that we're honoring Lambertville and showcasing everything it has, last year we did Clinton and Flemington, we are going to honor a Hands Across Hunterdon recipient. And what that means is we are shouting out to everyone, every which way we can, to nominate someone in the Lambertville area who gives back, who pays it forward, who contributes, who is someone that makes a difference in their community. And we all know many people who do this. But who is the person in the Lambertville area that you think truly deserves recognition for what they do? We name the award Hands Across Hunterdon based upon our radio show here every Friday morning, because Hands Across Hunterdon has tried as a radio show to really show what not just nonprofits, but government, business, individuals do across Hunterdon County to make this area the best place to work, play, and live. And so we decided that we were going to leave it up to the people. It's election year. Why not leave it up to the people to nominate the person in their midst that they feel is most deserving? So the person has to be from the Lambertville area. And you can nominate them simply by sending an email to info@helplinehc.org. Info@helplinehc is all one word, helplinehc.org. In the subject letter line, you're going to put Lambertville nominee. And in the body of the email, all you have to do is tell us why you're nominating this person and what they've done for the community. Could be over the years. It could be one huge thing that they did. Truly, any which way that they have contributed, have paid it forward, have given back, all of those different phrases that we associate with somebody who makes a difference. And I know that there are plenty of people in the Lambertville area, plenty of people in the Lambertville area who are able to nominate somebody that they know has truly contributed. And I know there are plenty of people in the Lambertville area who are worthy of this award. Again, it's the Hands Across Hunterdon Award. It will be at our town crawl, or the person will be honored at our town crawl in Lambertville on Tuesday, May 17th, beginning at 5:30. And it's going to be a fabulous evening, not just awarding the Hands Across Hunterdon recipient, but also honoring Lambertville and what Lambertville has to offer as a town, but also as a town within Hunterdon County, because all of the towns in Hunterdon County contribute to great work, great living, great play opportunities here in the county. If we didn't have all these towns, then think about it. We wouldn't be attractive to people who want to come and work here, attractive to people who want to come and recreate here, and people who want to obviously live here. So we owe it to our towns to keep it up and keep it real and offer as much as they possibly can. Each one of our towns is so very different, so very different. Like I said, last year's town crawls were in Flemington and Clinton. We're probably going to have another one in Flemington again this year because it is the centralized point of the county. But we want to reach out to all those other towns that make a difference, that really contribute to the just the wonderful ambiance, the wonderful opportunities that there are in Hunterdon County. So let me tell you a little bit about the town crawl. If you've ever been on at a progressive dinner with your friends, you know that you start at one person's house for appetizers, then you move on to the next person's house for dinner, and then finally to the third person's house for dessert. And that's basically the process of our town crawl. It's also modeled after, you know, the pub crawl. So we want people to come and stroll through the town and actually see it as someone who is walking through. You can drive, but you will really get a taste of Lambertville. And I'm going to tell you a lot more about it when we come back after this station break.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Tony Clark, Parrot Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Welcome back to Hands Across Hunterdon. I'm Susan Lax, and your host of the show, talking to you about Hunterdon Helpline's town crawl in Lambertville on May 17th. And it is a stroll through Lambertville modeled on the progressive dinner or the town pub crawl. And we're going to have a fantastic time honoring Lambertville, but also our Hands Across Hunterdon recipient from the Lambertville area. It is going to be fabulous. So, I told you a little bit about it. It is a fundraiser for Hunterdon Helpline. 47 years old, and we are the helpline for the county, 24/7, 365 days of the year. Our First Assist helpline answers all your needs for any challenges.